Did I mention money was tight? Well, of course it was. What with me being the breadwinner. The good thing about working where I worked was that I could always find something prepackaged that had been thrown out. Ramen noodles, a candy bar, chips, something like that. So as long as I was the only one there, no one gave a shit that I was eating my meals from the garbage. Until that day. I found myself hungry for something different. Every once in a while, I would find a load that came from a grocery store, often with a varied selection of fruits and vegetables. I couldn't take those home with me like I wanted to. That was strictly against company policy, but I could eat whatever I wanted when no one was around to see. Look, don't knock it till you try it. Good food is thrown away all the damn time. It's a shame. Well, you see, there are times when it takes me half my lunch break to find something I want to eat. About a week before I was fired, I found a bunch of carrots and tomatoes. The tomatoes were all smashed up, but the carrots were just fine. I started in on a few just as my coworkers were coming back from wherever it was they went to eat lunch. I spotted an apple and figured that wouldn't look suspicious. So I grabbed it and took a bite without cleaning it off first, just to assert that it was my apple and not something I'd found in the waste. The flavor hit me like nothing I'd ever tasted before. My eyes watered and I felt a strange combination of revulsion and pleasure. There's no way to properly articulate the sensation, but as I chewed, fearful that if I spit it out, they would realize I'd taken it from the fruits and vegetables at my feet, a unique blend of savory and sweet blossomed in my mouth. Finally, after the other two got to work with rakes and shovels, I looked down to see that the apple had been nestled in the liquefied remains of an unidentifiable animal. Probably a deer. The black goo from it was on my hand. I smelled it and was instantly repelled, but also a tad intrigued, for the smell tugged at my olfactory senses in a way I was not prepared for. It reminded me of the apple I had just eaten. I looked around and didn't see anyone close by and licked my hand, getting a deeper taste of what turned out to be quite a nice seasoning. I'm no foodie, but there was something complex about the flavor profile. Was it just rot or something else? I wasn't about to pick up the spinal column and suck the bones dry, but I was intrigued nonetheless. The next day, I dipped an apple into the gut of a rancid possum. The sticky liquefied insides were almost black, coating the apple like caramel sauce. It tasted better than I expected. The sweet and pungent came together in my mouth like the perfect coupling of sweet and salty. When I got home that day, I wanted to tell Carrie about it, but I knew deep down she wouldn't understand. I always struggled with that, being able to read a room or understand human psychology. It gets to seem like I'm the odd one out or something. People are into different things. As it turned out, some things were off limits, which is something else I always struggled with. I learned at a young age to keep to myself, that my proclivities were often unusual to those around me. When I was just a little boy, I realized that it felt good when I touched my pecker. It was such a revelation that I had to tell all my friends about it. I guess I overstepped some boundary or another when I insisted that my best friend Jeremy experience what I'd felt by grabbing his little ding-a-ling and giving it a good tug. Nothing happened, of course, except that we were no longer friends, and he started telling everyone in school that I was a sicko faggot, which wasn't true at all. He never did talk to me again. The guys at work don't talk to me much. I see them looking at me and laughing sometimes. I don't know why, but I'm the guy everyone laughs at. That used to bother me, but I became used to it somehow. I was awful hungry, and for some reason, those fellas didn't take a normal lunch break, giving me the time to search the refuse for victuals. Eating anything out in the landfill was considered vile and disgusting, even if it was a package of chips brought from home, much less something found in the garbage. But I couldn't hold out any longer. It felt as if there was a hole in my gut that was being gnawed by some invisible creature inside my stomach. I needed food! Now! Sometimes it was a challenge finding edible material in the trash. If I spotted a particularly good spot of garbage, I would remember it and be sure not to push it around with a bobcat. On this day, it was slim pickings. I kicked a few things around and sifted with a rake, but nothing was whetting my appetite.